Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time you are listening to this podcast. This is Sue, and you're listening to Sue the Relationship Builder Podcast. Sue the Relationship Builder Podcast helps people to start, build, and maintain relationships. And before we can do anything, we have to focus on ourselves. This episode is about you. Strictly you and your purpose. It is never too early. It is never too late. No matter where you are in your life, up or down, happy or sad, grieving, anxiety, depression, it does not matter. Happiness, no matter where you are, it is never too late to walk in the purpose that is for you. And some people will say, I know my purpose and I'm walking in it. Others may say, I know my purpose, but I have fear to walk in it. And then you have those people who say, I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. And so this particular episode is for everyone. What I want to simply say is that a lot of people wake up every day and they continue to do the same routine. Some people are sad. Some people are tired. Some people are just going through the motions. Until something happens, it can either take you up or it can take you down. But I want to say to you that it is never too late. Everything is centered around your mindset. Everything is centered around your belief system, and everything is centered around your implementation. I want to say to you, as you are listening to this podcast episode, that you are important. You are here for a reason. We don't know our day or time or moment, and we can't focus on that. But what we can focus on is what we are supposed to do, why we are here. I want to say to you, please clear your mind as you listen to this podcast episode. This episode is meant for you. It is meant for you. For those who are walking in their purpose and they know that the purpose they are walking in and they are happy about it, they are renewed in it, I congratulate you. You are walking in a path that is meant for you. Your path is now. Sometimes things will shift and change where you may need to do something different, or you simply remain to do the same thing. Our purpose is centered around so many things. There's so many dimensions to it. Some people think that their purpose is all solely based on their career or their philanthropic opportunities or goals. But everything that we do is centered around our purpose. From the moment you wake up in the morning and when you just put your feet on the floor, and hopefully you're thankful for that opportunity to wake up in the morning to put your feet on the floor, to that smile that you give someone who may not have had a smile sent their way in a long time, or that word of encouragement, or that smile, or that hug. All of that is purposeful. Sometimes we think one-sided instead of the entire picture. But I am here to remind you today, while you are listening to this episode, that your purpose is multidimensional. And when we start to reflect on the simple things all the way up to the things that are not as simple, it serves a purpose. Even those things that are challenges are purposeful in our lives to get us sometimes to where we need to be, and sometimes based on our choices. But whenever we have the opportunity to wake up in the morning, we have another opportunity to walk in the purpose that is put before us. A purpose sometimes is for you to receive a hug. A purpose is sometimes for you to receive a smile. And so when you can appreciate things like that, that is even more important sometimes for people than having the material things. But let's get to those areas where we should look at each slice in our pie. As I mentioned before, if you are a follower of this podcast episode, I talk about the concept of a pie with the different slices. And this is something that I've talked about for numerous years that I incorporate in my teachings, in my book, because I believe that we have different slices in our pie. Peace in Everything is the acronym. And some people's slices are different. Some have many, some may not have as many. And it doesn't matter how many slices you have. But for example, one slice could be parenthood, another could be work, another could be your motivation time or your inspiration time. Another could be your many relationships that you have with people around you, family, and friends. So slices of a pie is predicated on who you are. And what I want to say to you is take out a piece of paper. I want you to take out paper. I don't want you to use any electronic device because I want you to write describes of what's on your heart and your mind on paper. And I want you to be able to see it. This exercise is one that I also explain in my book, but I'm going to explain it to you now. So you can actually attempt to do this exercise and hopefully it will give you some clearer mind and thought and direction of how to implement in the process of walking in your purpose. And those of you who know that you are walking in your purpose can still do this exercise. I love this exercise. I do it quite often. So it doesn't matter how many times you do it, but it will allow you to have clarity in your thought process. So what I want you to do is to write on one side of the paper, we are writing about the slices in your pie. Write down all those different categories in your life. As I said before, I use the example of family. It could be church. It could be organizations. It could be your relationships. It could be any simple thing. It could be your TV time. It could be your inspiration or quiet time. Whatever it is, I want you to load all of that on a piece of paper and number each slice. And then after you've done that, I want you to just look at it. Look at all of those slices in your pie. Now, when you do this exercise, I want you to allow at least an hour of your time where you have no disturbances, where you turn off everything and get in a place where you can focus on you. This is so important. You deserve it. This hour of time is going to change your life. I guarantee it. And after you've written down all of those things that come out of your heart, that come out of your mind, it does not matter what it is, if it looks crazy, if it doesn't look crazy, I want you to write it down on that sheet of paper. And I want you to just look at it. And I want you to look at your life. You're looking at it. Be it if you have some feelings of happiness or sadness, you are meant to be. You matter. The experiences that you've had, they matter. And what we are going through in this exercise is an exercise of great opportunity in your life that will allow you to shift. If you change your mindset that I can shift, I matter. And if you can say, I am walking in my purpose, I don't care if you feel like you are not, but I want you to say, I am walking in my purpose, because you know what? You are. The purpose for you to hear this episode today on Sue, the Relationship Builder podcast, is purposeful for you. Just like it is purposeful for me to walk into what I'm doing in this particular slice in my pie, to pour into you that you are purposeful, that you are walking in your purpose by listening today and by those things that have happened in your life. Be it if it has been something that you have not been happy and proud of, it's still part of your purpose because it is getting to you to your happiness, your happy place. Now, after you have written down all of those things that have come out of your mind, and as you hear that little reminder right there, that is telling you, that is a reminder that you are purposeful. That reminder is saying to you, you are purposeful. Now that you have written all of those things down, I want you to take the time for the rest of this month, the next of this new season of your life, to look at those things in each slice of your pie that you may need to get rid of, but you can scratch through it, or you may need to expand on it, and you can expand on it. But what you want to do is take each thing in that order. Scratch out those things that you know, I just don't need to do this anymore. And put a why to it. And even if you have to write it on another sheet of paper and ball it up and throw it in the trash can, only those things that you say you're not going to do anymore. And you start the process of alleviating those things. And if it is something that you need support and help to alleviate it, then you work on getting the supports in place to alleviate it. For some people, they can just stop doing whatever that it is that they need to scratch out on that paper. For some people, they say it may be difficult. I may need to find a partner to help me, or I may need to seek out a therapist or a psychiatrist, or I may need to reach out to my spiritual guidance counselor. Whatever it is, you work on that to get rid of it. And for those things that you know that you need to work on to expand in your lives, then you start working on a plan of action for that. So the next step is you're going to get a journal or a binder or a notebook in each simple page for whatever slice that is on that list. You're going to write out what that plan is. You can do it. It takes time. Put a timeline to it. Some things you will not be able to do overnight, but at least you know this is my implementation plan to walk in the purpose that God has for me. So I want you to work on this. This is the first part of this episode that will start you on your journey to walk into your purpose. And there will be a series of episodes that will continue to walk you through these steps. So the first step that I want you to focus on is taking out a sheet of paper as my recap, writing down all of those things numbered on that sheet of paper that comes out of your mind and out of your spirit that you do as you walk into your purpose. And I want you next to look at it, motivate yourself, even if it's painful or if it's not, look at all of those things that are on that paper, because that is who you are at this moment. Now, scratch out those things or mark a line through those things that you know that you may need to stop doing, or it needs to be removed out of your slices of your pie. And if you need to, on another separate sheet of paper, just write down all those things that you've put a line through that you need to get rid of out of your life, and then ball it up and throw it in the trash can. And then what I want you to do is to get you a binder or a journal or a notebook, and let this be your implementation plan to walk into your purpose for your slices of your pie. And with that, you'll use each sheet or section in that notebook, binder, or journal to focus on each slice in your pie. Write down what you desire. Write down your goals. Write down your timeline. Just write it down. I don't care if you feel like you can do it or not. But I want you to change your mindset as if you can do it, because you are in walking in your purpose. And I want you to say that. I am walking in my purpose, no matter what it looks like, because I want you to change your mindset. And when you change your mindset, you can do anything that you want to do, where you will have peace in everything, peace in your pie. So the pie is what we will focus on. Just know that you are here for a purpose. It does not matter your time. It doesn't matter at all. I want you to do this exercise. So I'm excited. I'm excited about you. I'm excited about what it is that you are doing, and I'm excited where you are, and I know that you will go to another level, a new season in your life, to know and to have clarity in your mind and rested in your spirit that you are walking indeed in the purpose of your life. You're already doing it. I see it. I feel it. I just want you to have clarity in your mindset that you see it as well. This is Sue, the Relationship Builder, and I'm looking forward to part two. And again, that is your reminder that you are walking in your purpose.